The following podcast contains adult themes and adult language. Listener discretion advised.
And although we joke, if you or someone you know is affected by or a victim of domestic violence, dial 1-800-799-7233 or visit the National Domestic Violence Hotline's website, thehotline.org.
It's always the husband, it's always the husband, it's always the husband.
Hi, everyone. This is Sarah.
Oh, and this is Megan.
And this is It's Always the Husband
podcast. Yeah. Welcome.
Thanks for listening. And we hope you're doing well.
Happy International Women's Month.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is our month, everyone. I kicked it off by forcing my husband to watch Barbie last night.
Did he like it? He would like it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did like it.
Yeah. I thought that's something he would kind of like.
Well, because Ken is hot and does pull-ups and wears his shirt open.
Right.
And that's what
Phil
likes. And
he likes singing and dancing.
He tells me he's not gay, but he is fucking gay.
Yeah, he's gay.
Yeah, because that's all he liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he kept going, how does he get his... Yeah, chest to look like that. And then he would be like, oh, they must have filmed this on a different day. He doesn't look quite as swollen. Oh. I'm like, that's what you're fucking paying attention to?
If you're seeing swollen and Ryan Gosling together in the same sentence equals a gay.
Like, does he have a boyfriend on the side?
I mean, it's possible.
Have you seen him out and about?
No, because I don't leave the home.
That's true.
I'm a bad one to ask. Cassie would know because she's always at... tanked at somewhere. Never. She would know. And if she hasn't seen him, then it can't be true.
But she wouldn't hide it from me.
No.
Either. No, she would want to expose that right
she
away.
Would, so it can't be true. Huh. She would have seen it.
Well, I'm going to keep my wits about me because...
I mean, but we don't go to like Roman bathhouses and stuff.
No.
And I feel like if I was gay, man...
Like Truman Capote.
Yeah, I would be there all the time. But I don't know if they exist anymore.
I mean, maybe that's where he's going when he's going to the gym. Yeah.
I could be it.
All right. I'll keep my eyes out. Community members, keep your eyes out too.
Yeah, I feel like Jamie, he was a bachelor for a very long time. He got married for the first time at 38.
Yeah.
So he was living the bachelor life. You know, pork and chicks, and I think there was pork and a few dudes in there too.
We do.
Yeah. I think he porked several, you know, I would say maybe not even a full hand's worth, but maybe like two or three or four.
Oh. One or two or three.
Taste them out.
Two or three or four. All right.
I feel like he's admitted that publicly, but maybe I'm wrong.
Okay. Well, if not, you just outed him.
Yep.
So.
That's good. That's fine with that. I mean, it's not pleasurable for any of the people due to the micro penis, but I say good for you.
They're sorry it happened, man and
life's
woman.
Too short. You just try it all out. Yeah, they were sorry it happened, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. No, it was not an event to remember at all. You didn't know it occurred, you know, most of the time.
Yeah.
You weren't sure it happened.
It was a sneak attack.
Yeah, it was a sneak attack and you didn't even understand what was happening and then it
was
done.
A dream?
Yeah. Hmm. So, I mean, what are you going to do? That's okay.
Okay.
So we are doing a women's month of some notorious women. Some, like last week, where we think didn't even commit the crime.
Yeah.
But she caused quite a stir nationwide. Mainly due to sexist reasons of her appearance, which was hot as hell.
Right. Hot as hell.
She was hot as hell.
Smart as hell.
Yep.
And then got taken for a fucking ride.
Yep. And no one, I mean, and if she had the evidence she had and no one, that's horrible. But then again, how many people have gone through that where they have evidence that they weren't even in the country at the day the crime committed and they're on death row or something and no one listens to them. Although the Innocence Project's taking up that dumbass Scott Peterson who killed Lacey Peterson. I think that is an abomination and a fart come to life. And he's getting an appeal, and I feel like they'll just fart and say that's the answer to your appeal. Go back to jail.
But why would they do that?
they think his constitutional rights were taken away during his trial. And I don't understand what that means, but maybe there was some weird where they don't necessarily say that he's innocent. He might need a new trial. I don't know.
Well, that's when they need to just leave alone.
Yeah.
He fucking
leave it alone. Cause what else? Who else did it? No one
killed his wife and his baby inside of her. And they,
and both was having an affair at the same time
and floated. They both floated to the surface separately.
Yes. And during her, like candle.
Oh, like, what's vigil? That?
Vigil. He was on the phone with the woman he was having an affair with, pretending to be in Paris. And he was talking about walking amongst Paris as the lights were dimming, because he timed it out, like, what would the time be if I was in Paris, and telling her how pretty the Eiffel Tower was. All the while, he's at his wife's candlelit vigil.
He's...
And he ordered the porn channel, like, the next day.
A sociopath.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's leave him alone. But yeah. Other people, I'm glad they're there to pick that up. Mm-hmm. That's good. All right. So we have some patrons I have to say, and I already should have said them right away. Shannon Soesby, I forgot her because I'm an asshole.
What
and I can't
the
keep
fuck?
I can't.
Shannon!
I don't do well at this job, and I don't know well at my real job. I just suck at everything. So Shannon, welcome. We're so grateful. Thank you so much.
We love you,
We
Shannon.
Really are. Kate Wheelock joined, and Kate, thank
Kate.
You.
Kate!
Her name is familiar, so I wonder
if
she's
on her group.
Yes. Or if she was a patron before. But anyway, thank you. Welcome. And then we have two Momoas.
No.
Yeah. Barbara Powell, I think
Barb.
That's how you say it. So, Barb, welcome, Barb. We're happy you're here, Barb. And
yeah,
thank
we
you
are.
So much. We're going to give you a Momoa shout out, and along with Jessica Gray. She's amazing, and we're going to give her, I'm going to find and give her a Rock shout out. So we're going to do Momoa and then the Rock, and then maybe a Charles Nelson Reilly. We don't know. But thank you so much to all everybody, and hopefully we'll have a new episode currently today to put on there.
I can't wait it.
All right.
I can't wait it. Did we listen?
What?
Did we listen to the Momoas?
We'll do it right now.
Oh.
The Rock says he is the people's champ. The Rock says he is the people's choice. And The Rock is, without a shadow of a doubt, the most electrifying man in sports entertainment, period.
Permission to come aboard.
Momoa and a Rock. That was a lot of penis.
So big.
Yes.
I believe both of them.
Unless they don't do too many roids, because that causes some shrinkage in the area, I heard.
That's true.
But I don't know. I've never seen a roided wang. I should be embarrassed that my mom and my family listen, and my husband's family listens. And I'm so gross.
Yeah.
Nobody
well,
wants...
We both are.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Patreons. We also have a Facebook group and Instagram.
We do.
But our Facebook group was really funny. In fact, I had a terrible week, and Heidi Keys, she put a lovely, it was a LinkedIn or something like that, of like a fellow who, you know, maybe is job hunting or whatever, or I don't know what, I forget what it was, but I remember the name was Paul Smenas.
Yep.
I mean, why Smenas? You can't help it if your last name's Smenas.
You can't.
I mean, you can. You can go change it at the courthouse very quickly and change it to like anything that doesn't rhyme with penis.
Yeah.
But then Paul
does anything that doesn't
given a
rhyme.
P for the first name just makes it then small penis Paul Smenas. So everyone called him Small Penis Paul Smenas. All the time, this whole school was Small Penis Paul Smenas.
Yeah.
Paul Smenas with the small penis. Mm-hmm. Every time he walked into class, he'd go, hey, it's Paul Smenas with the small penis. Everywhere he went. And then he goes to a job interview, and the boss even says, you're Paul Smenas with the small penis.
Yep.
I can't. That poor man.
I know.
And I did like Shannon Hink. I mean, there were so many good ones, actually, again, that were so funny. she had the video, I think, got removed or something, but it was like some people walking past, like just a skeleton, like you would have in like a dumbass skeleton, like a high school room or like a college anatomy class. But when they walked by, the skeleton also had a skeleton boner that would go here, and the boner would appear, a skeleton bone boner, and frighten the women.
So yeah,
they screamed and backed away and laughed because they didn't know the skeleton had a skeleton boner.
Horrible.
Oh my God, it was horribly funny. And then, of course, they just laughed because how... The boner wouldn't have, like, an individual skeleton.
Wouldn't have any actual bones. No.
It was so funny. But I don't think even the video's there anymore, but I remember I laughed. Did you have some?
I do. I loved... Chris Friedley had the woman who was doing her own video in gold leggings, and her camel toe literally looked... I thought, were they swollen?
It was terrible. It could have been unreal.
Had she been kicked in the crotch by a donkey prior to filming?
I mean, she might have been.
What? Remember Shauna told us the horrible story during book club about how she fell on her bike and bruised her labia? It looked swollen. And then,
well, this looked like she put it in the microwave and something happened, like it was radioactive.
It was so much yeast that it was growing. Maybe. It was rising. Sorry about that. Tess Mertens Johnson.
It was like a She-Hulk.
Yeah, it was. Tess Johnson.
She always has good stuff.
Put the lady who was out in her driveway drinking her water out of a reused vodka handle.
That I like.
I thought that is something we definitely should do at our next
girls' vacation.
Yeah. Just keep our handles, rinse them out, and then drink our water out of them and be like, fuck you, everyone. And just make them think.
Right.
We're trashier than we really are. I want to make sure that I let Danielle Marie know that we saw. She was very... nauseous on a cruise because the seas were rough.
I can't go on one.
And
I would
she
never.
She was downing Prosecco to
good
make it
her.
Better. So glad for that, Danielle.
I know. Good. I'm glad she did that.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of people either really liked Hamilton or hated it. I noticed.
I know
it's
some
one you like
it.
Or hate. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't seen it yet either, but now I don't know.
I feel like you'll like it because you're kind of a nerd.
Yeah. So we have a glitter in our shitter too that I thought we could go over.
What's yours?
I liked Project Runway, and it was on for like 200 seasons, but they do not make it anymore, I guess.
Nutbar likes
think.
That too.
Nutbar likes it too. We were the only two that ever watched it. Mm-hmm. So Netflix has a show called Next in Fashion, and it's hosted by, it's different models. Like the second season was Gigi Hadid, but Tan France or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's Tanny. Yeah, the main host.
Okay.
And then the first season, I forget who it was with him. Like I said, the second season was Gigi Hadid. Gigi. But it's like a Project Runway, like a cheap bass version of it without the Tim, what's his name,
Gunn.
Tim Gunn. Like he made the whole show, but it's pretty good. I mean, the designers are actually very talented. They're all weird as hell. It's like they just pick the weirdest hell ones, you know, that don't look normal or sane. And some of them are, you know, not that great, but still better than anybody, you know, some regular schmo, you know, they're still really good. And then some are just like totally like amazing. So it actually was pretty fun to watch, and they all have huge personalities. So it's actually fun, and it goes quick. If you like Project One Way and that kind of stuff, that's a good one. It's buried in there. So
I have a hard time with
know
reality
it's there.
TV.
I do too. Like I do too. That's the only one that like shows where they have to make something I like, because they have to come up with a product like, just like Down Under or what? No, Below Deck. Down Under.
Yeah, or Down Under.
Below Deck or The Housewives.
Go Down.
Go Down.
Yeah.
If they're just talking, I have no attention span.
No.
But I liked Real World, but then I was also 20 years younger.
I did.
Know.
I know. I think I liked Real World. I used to love.
Because it was the only one.
I fucking loved what was that one where they all lived in the house on VH1? Real, The Celebrities.
Yeah. That one I watched too.
Oh my God. I was obsessed with it. Because that was always a shit show. For a while. Yeah, what was it called?
Yeah, and that I liked that too.
And it was the one with Bobby.
Yeah.
When Bobby fell in love with Adrian from America's Next Top Model.
She's crazy.
And Vern Troyer.
Yeah.
Wrote
that's right.
He'd get so hammered
and piss on his scooter.
Yeah, on the scooter. Oh. God, that was a good beat.
Yeah. So that one's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. Mine. So I know you're all surprised by this, but last week I was like, God, I'm just not feeling great. Mm-hmm. Well, lo and behold, I have bronchitis and a sinus infection.
Yes.
So I've been on antibiotics. And one of the things that happened the last time I got really sick was when I was taking antibiotics, I got my rash came back full force, like, and it's all because of a yeast bacteria balance, right? So I killed all the bacteria and the yeast just went crazy. So this time I'm taking matters into my own hands. And one of the things that has really helped, it's really helped so far, is I'm taking a new probiotic called Florastore.
Oh.
And it's for immunity and it works well while you're taking antibiotics. So it helps
lots of people need that.
Yeah. So it helps to keep your tummy in and your whole body, your system, right? So that you don't kill every single bacteria, especially in your tummy. So I hope that it kills the bacteria that is in my face and in my bronchial tubes. But I'm taking my Florastore and then I'm taking a couple other strains from my Love, what was that called? Love Wellness that I took before. Yeah. So I'm still taking those probiotics.
Well, let us know.
Too. So I'll let you know how my rash goes. Yeah. I'm just on day like 3 or 4 of it. So I'll let you know.
Do you have a rash currently?
No.
See? Well, that's good. I feel like you would have gotten it immediately.
No, the no gluten and probiotic. I've been trying to eat like, what's that other shit, that yogurt, Activia.
Yeah.
Like I've been trying to be really mindful of that.
Well, good.
Now that I'm 100.
Yeah.
When I get sick, I get really sick. It's not like I could just push through like I could.
Well,
before.
No, because we're a foot in the grave.
We are. We wear glasses to an 80s heavy metal cover band.
Yeah.
And we go home early because we are sick and have an earache.
And I had nothing. I just wanted to go to bed.
Yeah.
Which is typical. All right.
So welcome to the party. Yeah. We're glad you're here.
We're old assholes.
So I just put, last week, Sarah had some joggers. And then I put the Florastore and the joggers on our Amazon.
Good for you.
Page.
Thank you.
Even though we don't know how to use it. I have to call them. Okay.
All right, so to do with, we are going to do a Forensic Files 2.
Uh-huh.
And the episode is called Human Sawdust, which is disgusting.
But this one I remember being disturbed by. I've kind of followed the story for many years. And once you saw it.
Was it a Dateline too?
There was a Dateline. Yeah. There was a 48 Hours. There were actually several because they followed it before the trial happened, and then they did it. Like,
yeah, and I think it was like, I'm sure it's been a betrayed and all that, too.
Because she was such a psycho that she just had everyone fooled.
Yeah.
Even though the evidence was very
extremely obvious. Her.
Yeah.
It was. So
this was also, I wrote it down so that we could talk about it. What else it was on? We watched the Forensic Files too, but it was also, oh, for God's sake.
I mean, I think it's also
on a
crime show.
Fatal
Vows.
Vows.
Yes.
Deadly Affairs.
Yep. All those we've watched.
48 Hours. Oh, no, not Fatal Vows. Just Deadly Affairs.
Oh.
48 Hours of Mystery, Dateline, and it was on Snapped as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I bet I've listened to that one,
too. So you can watch this really anywhere. I saw it first on Dateline, and then I just always, I remembered it. So when we talked about women killing their husbands, I was like, what about this lady? So get ready, because this is a story about Melanie McGuire.
Yeah. So to do with the show, I have some facts from Mental Floss.
Okay.
That must be a .com, but it's actually from CNN.com.
Okay.
The 10 strangest items that have been in unclaimed luggage. So let's go over some of these stupid ass things.
I don't know if I want to know these things.
Some can be very terrible, and I don't know. And some of them I'm wondering how they became unclaimed. But one item was Hoggle from Labyrinth. So there's the movie Labyrinth in 1986. David Bowie was in it, and Hoggle is a dwarf goblin minion. And I guess there was just a Hoggle toy left in luggage.
Was it the actual Hoggle? Because weren't they...
Maybe it was.
Weren't they Jim Henson Muppets in that movie?
It could have been the Muppet, actually.
Maybe they actually
But Hoggle was in there. Yeah.
Hoggle.
So maybe that was it. So the entire Hoggle was shoved in a suitcase. A slew of ancient Egyptian artifacts going back to 1500 BC were found in an old Gucci suitcase.
No.
It was in the 1980s, including a mummified falcon and a shrunken head. So did someone just rip these off and just put them in a suitcase and must have got arrested, and the suitcase went on its merry way.
Oh my God.
It never got claimed. And they had the Gucci suitcase, and this was from the 80s, so I don't know. A live rattlesnake. What kind of a dumbass thing is that? And how do you get it into your suitcase?
And why?
$250,000 naval guidance system. That's from the Navy.
That doesn't seem right.
That again seems like someone stole that and then something happened.
That seems wrong. I'm looking up this.
A full suit of armor from the 19th century. A violin from the 1770s. I mean, that would be a ton of money. How is it just a 5.8 carat diamond just sitting there in it, packed in a sock? A camera designed for use on the NASA space shuttle. Why are people just putting these things in their
There's
luggage?
A weird military and...
Yeah. I feel like people are stealing things from the military and then something is happening and they can't claim their luggage.
Right.
A 40 carat emerald... And a Barbie that had the head yanked off, but $500 in bills were in the body.
What?
Who is doing this? The rattlesnake. I just don't understand. Did they just want to play a joke on someone, like candid camera, and they open it, and you go film it, and go, gotcha, as they get stung right in the wing?
I don't know. So this is real. I just looked it up. The actual puppet.
So it's the actual puppet from
was
the movie?
In the bag.
But what? Who? How? Was someone that worked on the movie going to steal it and like make love to it and marry it?
I'm not sure. Jim Henson, it says, this is from Screen Rant. And the puppet's really ugly. But
well, yeah, I'm sure someone fell in love with the puppet on set and was going to take it home with them.
No. And that's going to be just like our Patreon for this week. So it says Jim Henson boarded a plane with Hoggle in tow and the airline lost him. And since Hoggle wasn't needed for any more filming, no one even gave a shit.
Oh, no one. Everyone said, I don't care if we find it or not.
And when he was found in unclaimed baggage, he was damaged and he looked like he was rotting. Cool. So
he made out of fruit
that he looked like you could see some of the mechanics underneath. So he was like a
gross, a Terminator. Horrifying. Yeah. Okay. Well, there is a museum.
Sorry, I got to blow my nose.
Of unclaimed baggage that people can visit and just see. And there's all sorts of weird. You just look, you know, go through the museum and look at all the dumbass things found. So he's part of the museum. I don't know where that museum is. Oh, it's in Scottsboro, Alabama.
Alabama, yeah.
So you can go and find all sorts of weird ass stuff. That might be a good visit. If you're ever in Alabama and you don't know what to do, go see weird ass shit people have put
in their
from all the things from NASA to ancient Egyptians. Who knows? You'd go through all that stuff 1500 years ago and you end up in a shitty suitcase.
Yeah.
That got sold at auction house. So all sorts of other gross people own it now, maybe. So unclaimed luggage is kind of where we start of our story.
Yeah.
So this is a Forensic Files 2. So the new Forensic Files are like on 4 seasons now or 5. I don't know. I don't even remember what. Oh, this was 2004.
Yep.
Okay. So this is 20 years ago. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Shitty. We're in Virginia. Chesapeake Bay. Yep. Have you been?
I have not been.
I haven't. We've been to Virginia, right?
Yeah.
Not Chesapeake Bay. No, I don't know even where that is. But it seems like it would be lovely. I feel like Virginia is a lovely place. Mm-hmm. So it's Chesapeake Bay. Families are all out on their boats enjoying bay life in the sun, probably just having fun. So a family, though, sees some sort of shitty green, was it? Gray? I don't know. It was wet. Waterlogged luggage, but floating. You normally don't see luggage floating in the ocean like that.
And it was... Da, 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 da,
yeah, because it would sink, you know? It's floating. Mm-hmm. And for gross true crime people, you maybe would already guess maybe what's in it because the reason for the floating.
100%.
But this family was like, cool, there's a huge luggage just floating on there. And of course, if you have kids, you're going to think, oh my gosh, maybe it's treasure in there. I would think that right away. I'm for sure would open as a kid. I would open it right away. There might be cool stuff in there. And you're hoping money so you can go buy candy,
right?
Dumb stuff and a He-Man toy or whatever. If I was a kid in a Atari game. So the family hauls it up on their boat. Yeah, all excited.
And there was like, kids.
Yeah, it was like, the whole family out. Apparently had the dog out. And so the family opens the suitcase on the boat, which I would maybe wait till you're ashore so you have more space to run away in case it is a rattlesnake or some sort of grizzly bear in there.
Yeah.
Because where do you run on the boat? Nowhere. You can't escape if it's like an alien.
But just think your curiosity would just get the best of you.
I just would be like, I wanted more running room if I have to. So they open her up and there's two dark, really big, dark garbage bags, like the big black construction garbage bags, maybe. I don't know. And they open those garbage bags up, which don't do that. Just don't do that.
They did.
And they were two human legs.
Mm-hmm.
And now they said adult male. Now, I don't know if it didn't have a wang at the top, how do you know it's just not my unshaved legs?
I'm under
an adult male. Because my legs would look like a male that's lived in the woods.
I don't know.
But it was two, they said adult male legs. And you would probably be so traumatized, you might think, oh, there's someone's prosthetics, maybe, that they lost. Oh, no, someone's going around without their legs walking around. But this suitcase, they figured, had been in the water for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So there probably was a rotting and a stinking.
Yeah.
To make you think they were human.
Salt water.
Yeah. So that's a horrible thing. And then they had to go to shore with a foul, stinking, dead carcass legs in a suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
Horrified, probably screaming children, crying and barfing.
Oh, for sure.
While your dog is eating them. And you're trying to get your dog from not eating the adult
male
legs.
Please don't eat the rotting flesh.
So we see a police officer named Stephen Miller, who he says, you know what? It's not typical to have someone throw a dismembered body in the sea.
That's not a typical find.
No, sure, I mean, it shouldn't be, but I feel like it kind of is.
Well, we knew right away. We were like, oh.
Remember that case we had where the woman had her vagina and her legs sticking straight up vertical from the water?
Yeah.
And that's how you're found? It's bad enough that you're murdered, but then they put you in the water and you're up, vag out, legs up.
I loved that one.
Like, watching, like, really, is this how this is how it is for me? It wasn't that a betrayed, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Where did we get that?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
But no, sir, it shouldn't be. You shouldn't have to go on a trip with your family and right. find dismembered legs in a suitcase.
Right.
That maybe is something that you didn't think was going to happen that day. But people are just terrible. Weird, horrible, and terrible and psychotic. And we still can't fix that, I guess. Because you can't if you're a psycho, right?
It's no.
a personality disorder.
Yeah.
I learned from Candace DeLong, just like narcissism cannot be fixed.
No, it can't.
And psychopathy and a sociopath and a psychopath cannot be fixed.
I've been listening to a podcast about narcissism, and it's kind of sad.
It is sad. Because I mean, and then a narcissist wouldn't even know they have narcissism because they won't listen to anything about this. So nothing can be done.
It's just sad for me.
It is. It's sad for everybody. That's a sad for everybody, except the narcissist, because they're loving
they
life
don't give a shit.
And they don't give a shit and they think they're great. And that's the way to live it. So the police are like, holy shit, we don't know what to do. And what can you do when you just find two legs? So they kind of they just don't even they're trying to track down, maybe look and see, get evidence from the bags and evidence, any evidence from the legs and any evidence from the garbage bags, but nothing's going nowhere.
Tattoos, no. Right. You can't get fingerprints off of the toes.
You could,
yeah.
Well, you could do a toe print, but where are you going to find a toe print?
Nobody has files of a toe print.
But 6 days later, washed up on a lovely beach, was a matching suitcase to this set, the shitty set, mm-hmm. where I don't even know if it had wheels. I was going to say it's a pre-wheeled set even, where you had to carry the shit around, but I don't know. It could have.
It did have wheels.
The cheap wheels where you had to pull like the leash,
yeah.
and they only went in one direction. So it's probably that one. So it matched, and so right away the police were like, oh shit, it's just like the other one. We know what we're going to find in there. They open it up. It's the same black trash bags inside, but this time mm-hmm. they said it was a white male torso that also had the arms and the hands, and I believe the head, because they yeah. said the head was wrapped in a blanket.
Yep.
So is the was this also to the I'll keep going and then I'll answer that, or I'll ask that question.
Okay.
They x-ray the whole torso, because sometimes you can see, you know, the cause of death,
yeah.
but also maybe they have some medical appliances in, like maybe they have a shoulder right. piece that has a number on it, and they can right. go to the hospitals and say, yeah, this numbered pacemaker, who is this guy?
Yeah.
But they did see that the wounds were shot to the head, mm-hmm. the head wrapped in the towel, and the towel had blood on, or blanket, the blood was on the blanket, mm-hmm. and then two shots to the chest. So this was definitely like a killing,
and they found the head, the bullet had it. There was an entrance and yeah. an exit, so they couldn't find the bullet there,
no.
but they did find the other bullets.
Yes,
in
they
his
dug
chest
out
cavity.
Two of them,
yeah,
which can only be helpful,
which
I guess.
Good. Yeah,
is more evidence.
Yeah,
5 days later, you know, women were saying this set has a third suitcase,
right?
Because one that fits inside that one that's yep. in that one,
there's
and
three.
It's going to be just as ugly. Yep. Wait for yep. it. The small one, the torso was in the big suitcase, and the middle one had the legs. So you know,
yeah.
you have the small one, the
yep.
carry on.
Yeah.
5 days after that, the carry on comes, and it said it had more parts in it. But what? That's why I'm like, what would the parts be? If we already have the legs and the arms and the head and the torso, what other parts are in the carry-on? They didn't just do the middle wang and butt. That wouldn't be
yeah.
cut separately, would it? Hips?
I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know.
What's my thought? Like, what other parts are there, unless it's organs or something? That's just awful. Like, that would be the worst one to open up if mm-hmm. it's just random intestines. So they test the DNA of all three luggages, in which they figured they to expect mm-hmm. Is it's DNA is all the same guy. It's all the same victim, but they cannot really ID this victim because they take the fingerprints and the fingerprints aren't in the system. So they think, There's no tattoos. They put out a description. It's going to be like a 5'10", 11 male, military haircut, no tattoos, no scars or any kind of anything, rings or anything that they can identify.
Right, pretty boring.
So they act, this would be the worst.
Somebody killed a super boring guy.
Job ever.
Yeah.
But they call a forensic artist.
Yeah.
And they say, hey, we have a cut up corpse that's cut to shit. And it's been sitting in water for 2 weeks. So it's also rotten, waterlogged, bloated, full of gases. Decomposed, stinky.
Mm-hmm.
And you can the face is mostly peeled off. There's really nothing there because it just exploded from bloat and gases and rot. Can you come draw it? Good enough that we can have people identify who it was. And some lady or whatever guy did, and they put the picture that you kind of were like, oh, that's an okay sketch. But then when you realize, no.
I thought
it's the creepiest, hideous.
A hideous, like, reinterpretation of Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes.
How many chins did they put?
Well, she gave 1,400 chins on the person. And I feel
then
like
when you look at the person who it actually was, you say, oh, my God, I apologize.
Yeah.
Because he only had one chin.
No. Yeah, he didn't have 14.
But nice try.
And it looked like, if you ever watched Creepshow from the 80s, there was like a Creepshow was, it was like a horror movie, and it had like, it was like a Stephen King. Stephen King was in it, but it had like mini episodes of just horror vignettes or whatever. One was, I think it was Ted Danson.
What?
I don't know. But like a guy realizes his wife is cheating on him with like his best friends. And I think the guy was, what's his name, from Naked Gun?
Leslie Nielsen. Yeah,
Leslie Nielsen. And so he takes the wife and the boyfriend and buries them in the sand up to their head and waits for the tide to come in and they drown.
No.
And so then the Leslie Nielsen character goes back home and he's like, got rid of those two dicks, you know, whatever. And then at night, the Ted Danson character and the wife character come and attack him, but they're bloated, dead corpses, like full of water and seaweed and bloated gases. That's what it looked like if you've seen that creep show. So it's horrifying if you kind of know, like, it's from a corpse that has seen the worst.
Yeah. Yep.
And being cut up and beat around in the ocean.
Yeah.
So the facts so far is they have the three matching suitcases. They have two bullet casings. One of the bullets had some green fibers on it. Mm-hmm. They have the body, fingerprints from the body. They have the DNA from the body that's not matching anyone. And this horrific corpse picture. The photo goes on the news, and right away someone calls in. If someone recognized me from a bloated corpse drawing, I would say, how bad do I look to people? How ugly am I? And I know I'm ugly, but really, you're gonna call in that fast?
Yeah. I mean, all I could think of too was like, well, remember Wheelie Porn Cox?
Yes.
When someone they
that
made
was
that
terrible
face, and we were like, that doesn't look like anyone. And
no,
then, same thing.
They knew it called right away, and it was hideous.
John List, they did the same thing,
and they recognized him.
So there must be a faction of people that just really make connections between.
Yeah.
I mean, also you think, like, obviously if you know someone who's missing, like, you know, they obviously knew Bill was missing, right? Like his family or whatever. They knew they hadn't seen him for 2 weeks.
I guess.
So I guess when you're saying, like, here's a picture of a body that was found, and you're like,
oh,
it kind of looks like him, right?
I suppose.
Yeah. I think you'd maybe be looking for similarities.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, anyway, someone calls in and goes, hey, it's Bill McGuire, and he's in the Navy. And so the people are like, oh, well, all right. They put his fingerprints against Bill McGuire, and it sure was him.
Mm-hmm.
He was a 39-year-old computer programmer, and they show real photos of him, and he just looks like a cute, normal guy.
Normal. Very normal.
And he lived in New Jersey with his family. He had a wife and children. And the wife never reported him missing in these 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks, what it would have been at this point. So the police go to her house, I guess, or call her in. And her name's Melanie. And they say, well, hey, you know, Melanie, do you know where your husband is? Because we found him in a suitcase, in three suitcases. What's the story?
Basically hate him.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, she just said,
who cares?
Yeah, he took off. We had a fight. He stuffed a dryer sheet in my mouth. And he pushed me up against the wall and he took off. And I haven't seen him since. They're like, okay. And then she said, and the last thing he told me was, you'll never see me again. After you hear a story like that, as many stories as we told, you immediately arrest. Mm-hmm. That never happens. Where someone just is in a fight, just like all the wife, where all the husbands when the wife is missing. We had a fight and she took off and she just never came back.
Right.
People don't just not ever come back to their home, especially if their children are there. You also have your clothes there or your medicine there, or you have to go to your job eventually and you have to go back home.
Yep.
You don't just take off for 3 weeks and never come back. And especially if you're married, like you, and with, you'll eventually come home and say, bitch, move out of the way. I got to get changed for work.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Right then I know you're guilty and I would arrest you, but they did not. Probably because they didn't have any evidence against her, even though hopefully they knew she did it. Melanie then, when he was, they think he first was gone like the 3 weeks ago or the 2 weeks ago. At the beginning of that time, she took out a restraining order against him, too.
Right. So she said, we got in a fight, shoved the dryer sheet in my mouth. He left and said he was never coming back. And then I filed a restraining order because I didn't want him to come back because he is abusive. So I don't know where he went.
And then would she never have asked, like, was he ever served with that?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
So that I know it's valid right now or not, but I guess she didn't. And then she said he's also a gambling fool and he gambles all the time in Atlantic City. So the detectives thought, all right, we'll go to Atlantic City and look around and see if we can see this fool still gambling. Well, they wouldn't because they knew he was dead, but if we can find evidence that he was here and something happened to him, maybe he won a lot of money and he was jumped by some gangster and who knows? So surveillance video was seen of his car being parked very late at night the day he went missing at the Flamingo Hotel, which looks like a very excellent place to stay. Very clean and very modern.
Yep.
Police could not identify who was parking the car because it was too blurry, but the car is there. So the car is taken in. And the police find quite a bit of evidence in the car still.
Right.
So you'd think the person who did the crime had a shit brain, had a very advanced poop brain, shit brain to maybe leave this much evidence in the car. First off, there was a small vial of a mysterious pink liquid.
Yeah.
And the pink liquid was in a syringe. So they take that. They have no idea what it is, but they put it to the side and keep it as evidence. There were not any
bizarre find.
A very weird. Right? Yeah. Like, what is this drug? It's weird. Like, in a syringe.
Some napkins from Taco Bell. Yeah. Like your old insurance cards.
Right.
A vial of pink.
Mysterious.
Liquid.
No. Drugs.
No. That's not normal.
No foreign fingerprints, but they vacuum the whole carpet of the car. And when they identify the little shit that's found in the vacuum, this is where all sorts of investigators find tiny pieces of human. Mm-hmm. It's just tiny, tiny pieces of flesh.
And they called it human sawdust.
Right, because it was human sawdust. And it was all over the carpets. Mm-hmm. And they zoomed in on it, of course, because they're forensic files. And it's just chunks of human flesh.
Yeah, gross.
And they somehow can test the chunks of human flesh, and it is Bill. So they know that someone probably around the time of him being sawn up to get the sawdust stepped in it and transferred it into the car. Because certainly he didn't park the car because he's the sawdust on the ground.
Right.
So they think his killer is the one who parked the car. Mm-hmm. The case stalls after all this for some reason. And police decide to go back to square one and see maybe gambling could have been his problem. And they realized that he was a very disciplined gambler and actually quite good at it and won thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right. So they were like, yeah, he was known in Atlantic City. Okay. But he wasn't known to be there like all the fucking time and lose all of his money. And
no.
Yeah.
He was in zero debt.
Right.
In fact, the last day he was seen alive, Bill and Melanie put a down payment on a $500,000 house.
Right. So they weren't hurting.
No. And they obviously were planning on being together for the future since they just bought a $500,000 house together.
And they had very young kids.
Yes. Yeah. So the police are thinking things seem very strange. Like, this seems very odd. It's not going in the direction that we're expecting it to go. They look at the evidence over again, trying to think of, you know, maybe we can place something here. It appears he was shot with a .38 caliber because those were the bullets in his body. But then they find out, hey, how odd that his wife, Melanie, is the only friend that he knows, and he's a military guy that owns a gun. Like, of all the people he knows, the only one who owned a gun was Melanie. Yeah. And she bought that gun 2 days before Bill went missing. I mean, this is this woman has rancid feces in her brain.
Not only that, but she drove to Pennsylvania to do it.
Right.
Because
right
they have lax gun laws, and you don't have to have like a waiting period of 2 weeks or whatever. You can just drive there and get a gun. So Captain Obvious.
Way to go, all these gun states.
Yep. Cool.
They say, Melanie, why'd you buy the gun? And she said, Bill told me to. But what couldn't he in the Navy just probably find a gun better? Or if he really wanted one for the house?
Right.
I bet he could have maybe easier did it in town, maybe even, where he didn't have to drive to another state. Mm-hmm. But she says he had to do it. God damn it, woman, go get a gun in another state right now today, and then I want a sandwich and clean the toilets because I diarrheaed all over the toilets, or I put another dry sheet in your mouth. What an idiot. Oh, so Melanie says, I didn't have nothing to do with my husband's murder. And I would say, ma'am, certainly you did. Already it seems like you did a whole lot to do with it, you dumbass. They say she was very much a well-liked nurse and seemed like a normal person at work.
They kept saying like she was super like efficient and did her job. Like, you know, she sounds like a type A, not a lot of fun, but
true. Now, she worked at a nurse at a hospital, actually a reproductive clinic. Mm-hmm. Bill's head was wrapped in a hospital blanket. And that same hospital blankets were delivered or sold to her clinic. Mm-hmm. So there's one connection there. It was enough evidence so far to put a wiretap on her phone. And then they immediately find out that she is porking the doctor at the clinic. Dr. Bradley Miller, she had been having an affair with this guy for 2 full years. And it seemed like a hot and heavy affair with lots of porking and such. Then they think, okay, maybe we can figure out this pink drug since they both work at a clinic. They find out that the pink drug was a prescription that Dr. Bradley Miller had written and was filled on the day before Bill's last day alive or on Bill's last day alive. This prescription was filled. So, and it was called chloral hydrate, and it's a sedative, and it was the stuff that was used in the 30s and 40s when you would give someone a Mickey Finn, and you would knock him out.
That's one of my favorite lines from the Annie song.
Yeah.
Make her drink a Mickey Finn.
Right.
Nobody likes you. I love you, Miss Hannigan.
Yep, and that's how we all know Mickey Finn is from Annie.
Yep.
But that knocks people out.
Mm-hmm. Just long enough to kill them.
Yeah. Right. And then you just kill them and they don't fight back. Mm-hmm. Or you rape the shit out of them.
Yeah. Either way.
We don't know.
It's like Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
The Bill Cosby way or the Melanie McGuire
way. Both ways seem effective.
They do.
They show Dr. Miller. They say, Dr. Miller, why did you write this prescription for this pink medicine to Mickey Finn the shit out of Melanie McGuire's husband?
Right.
And Dr. Miller says, oh, I did no such thing. That's not even my signature. This seems forged. And he says, goodness. Did Melanie McGuire forge my signature and take a prescription pad?
Did Goldilocks come in here and steal one of my porridges?
What the hell? So
write prescription for porridge?
Yes. Dr. Miller denies anything to do with the murder. He's horrified. So he says, I'll record conversations with her. Like, he'll wear a wire.
He says, I'm horrified that someone would use my prescription pad to write a fake prescription. But I'm not horrified that I was fucking the shit out of this lady for years.
Right. Oh, he didn't care about that.
No.
No.
She was actually pregnant. Hugely fat and pregnant when they began.
Maybe that's his
porking,
his fetish. Big.
I found in other pregnant chicks. Sources. Yep,
that's pretty gross.
Yep.
Maybe her pregnant farts turned him on.
Well, she knew she couldn't get pregnant because she already was.
She could get the SIF or the gun.
She could.
She didn't care about that either.
Mm-hmm, she didn't.
So Dr. Miller tries to get her to talk. You know, he says, "Did you do this?" And she's like, "No." And he's like, "Are you sure?" And she went, "No, I didn't kill him." And the doctor's like, "I tried." Mm-hmm. And so they say, okay. But in one of the wiretapped calls, Melanie admits that it was her parking Bill's car mm-hmm. in Atlantic City. And so the cops know then, okay, if she has this admitted on tape, we got her. Because the person who parked the car is the one who tracked in the human sawdust, because it certainly couldn't have been Bill. And so if she had bits of his flesh on her shoes, she obviously was standing there when he was sawn apart.
Right.
Which means she probably did it. And since she had the gun, she probably killed him. And since she had the Mickey Finn, she probably sedated him, shot him, sawed him up, put him in, and did it all. Mm-hmm. So when they hear that, they know, okay. So now this had been months and months and months after they found the suitcases, but detectives finally decide to search Melanie and Bill's apartment because they figure that's more than likely where she killed him and cut him up. But since it was so many months later, Melanie had already moved and the owners had already cleaned the shit out of the apartment and it was like bleached, spotless. They found nothing. Wouldn't you just look day one for any clues and once you found out it was him?
Again, one would think.
Okay, but they didn't do that.
No.
They didn't.
No. Nope.
I mean, they had to go to the apartment, actually, to talk to her.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you take a look around? I don't know. So that was a bust. They look at the plastic garbage bags, and this is weird. They find that, okay, she gave Bill's clothes to a friend, and she put them into a black garbage bag, and the friend told the police and gave that bag to the police. Then the police analyzed the clothing bag with the corpse bags, and they all had the same chemical makeup, and in fact all were cut on the same line because they had the matching cut marks. So these black bags came from the same set.
Mm-hmm.
And they had proof of it.
Right.
So Melanie then, they figure, just got that drug. She wanted to be with the doctor. She freaked out when they signed over the house. She didn't want to live with this guy for some reason. She'd rather live with the doctor. He probably makes more money, even mm-hmm. though they were doing well, clearly. So fills that drug that day. Or 2 days, I guess 2 days before she figures she wants to do this, buys the gun, gets the drug, drugs him, shoots him, cuts him up in his own home. Who knows where the children are? I mean,
I know.
Puts them in suitcases, puts the suitcases in her car, dumps the suitcases 350 miles away in the Atlantic Ocean, and then moves his car to Atlantic City shitty hotel, leaving bits of his corpse that she tracked on her shoes,
mm-hmm.
which is completely disgusting. Upsettingly gross, yep. in his car. Now, as his body decomposed, that made all sorts of gases in the suitcases, which made all of them float to the top, probably pretty quickly, and made him get discovered. All three were found, but she thought, holy shit.
Right.
All three are found. If his head was never found, they never would have known it was him.
Right.
I mean, why'd she put rocks in it or something?
I don't know.
And why didn't she just divorce him, though, and say, I don't like you, I'm porking this doctor?
That could have been another way out, too.
So she had a lot of shit brain. I mean, I guess she probably would have got away with... Well, no, because they would have found the pieces of flesh anyway in the car, probably.
She just was, like, super adamant, and she was, like, when you listen to her talk about it, even now, she's still like, I am innocent, and I am so heartbroken, and she, like, fake cries, but no tears. She's so...
Oh, she's a crazy, bad shit crazy.
Yeah, and she's just... Oof.
I bet in her childhood, there's all sorts of crazy shit she did.
Very... unlikable person.
Oh, I'm sure she did horrible, weird
but
shit.
But really smart. Like, she didn't ever, besides saying that she went to move his car because she thought it would be funny if he couldn't find where he parked after a long night of gambling. Besides saying that, like, she never admitted it. She did not break.
Well, no, and she might as well have. She might have gotten out eventually if she paroled, but now she never will because they know she's fucking crazy. So July 2007, she has her trial and guilty first degree murder, probably right away, because people, as Candace DeLong says again, people, juries are the most horrified when bodies are cut up, and you usually never can get away with that kind of a story. She said that she finds juries, something about a body being cut up, they just automatically are like, I don't even want to deal with this any longer. It's guilty. Like...
Well, it is horrifying.
Yeah, it's so horrifying. And I'm sure they have to see everything, you know? And they're just like...
What it looks like?
Yep, a person that would do that's a monster.
Like, yes.
We can't have them out. They're guilty. No. She said that's just always going to be the case. Because that's just, to people, so psychotically monstrous. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what a lovely gal she was.
Yeah, she got life.
Yeah.
In prison, thank God. And
I'm sure she'll get out when she's 82 and be married and go on a talk show.
The kids had to go live with Bill's sister. Yes. So they...
And they seem to be doing... Custody. Did it say that they were doing well? I don't know. I bet you can't be doing well.
No.
I bet you can't,
My
really.
Mom cut my dad up.
Yeah, and put him in a suitcase. And she was on TV for that. Oh, my mom was on TV for winning best pie at the state fair. That's shitty. But you don't think about your kids because you're a sociopathic narcissist.
Right.
Your kids don't matter.
Right.
Well, all right. So we'll join you next time, I guess.
So take that. Yeah. Men everywhere.
Right.
Women can kill too.
Right. They sure can.
Look out. Hopefully you're reading The Push, which is our book club book this month. And do we have anything else going on?
I don't think so.
I don't know. My brain's not working.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Thanks, Patreons, for joining. We love you. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.